Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. And joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondreka.
Hey, don't neglect Alex here.
Can I finish?
No, I don't think so.
Can I finish before you correct me? And Alex Wassel is joining us. Alex normally fills in for us, and I was almost not going to come in today because my back's hurting a little bit. And so we had Alex come in. We're going to do the three-way thing here. I'll try and be polite how I do that. I don't know.
Wow. About two and a half.
That means we have to split duties here on the reply to...
I'm going to let you guys handle most of the show, man, because I'm just a little out of it today. So let's take care of a little business right off the bat here. If you're looking for a new dentist, Dr. Travis Sterner in Whitmore Lake, 156 Barker Road, 734-449-2081. That's 734-449-2081. Or you can go to sternerfamilydental.com. That's Sterner, S-T-E-R-N-E-R, familydental.com. Good people. I really like them. Carol, I think, still works there as well, and she handles like all the stuff in the office there. So great people, 734-449-2081. Don't fall into the trap of having the same dentist forever like I have. So I'm thinking about changing as well. So anything else you want to add? You know the Sterners now.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a wonderful place to go. It's
conveniently located.
Fix your smile.
23.
Yeah. Yep. Maintain your smile.
Fix your smile. And the ad is in the Current newspaper. And if you haven't been getting the Current newspaper, if you don't get your hard copy in the mail, you can certainly catch it at currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. And please go to the places that advertise with us. It's important. Give your phone number.
734-740-7309.
A great place to advertise.
Yes.
So make sure
you know, phonetically, that's... So if you don't remember the letters, it's just 734-740-7309.
All right. Well, what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news that you...
need to know.
Oh, I got you fighting for it.
Can we have a do-over? You didn't say that right.
I know, I screwed it up. All right, well, I let you handle the thing today, so this is kind of going to be your show. What do you want to start with? First off, I'm not going to Paris for the holidays.
You're not?
No.
Why, because the fuel costs are too high or the rioting?
The rioting.
Which is because
I've had friends come back recently from Paris, and they were like, yeah, it's still nice. Some places not so nice.
Well, you know,
I'm glad I went in 2005, you know.
Yeah. It's funny you should mention that because when I was there, and I was listening to the news on the way in, and they were saying that the equivalent dollar price of a gallon of gas, of course, it's liters, but it's like $6 a gallon. And I remember it being higher than that when I lived in Germany.
Yeah.
And we're talking about in the 70s, and there was no rioting. And it's all tax. They're right. It's all taxes because they have socialists running the country.
Yep. So. Yeah, Macron, what did I hear this morning? They said his popularity is down to 25%, and after this rioting this week, he's going to be in the teens.
Yep.
Now, wake up, Europe. Europe is lost, if you ask me. I mean, from Scandinavia down.
Well, did you hear? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Vive la Pen.
Yeah. You know, France, wake up. You better get a little nationalistic, close your borders, and do some other things. Otherwise, you're not going to have a France anymore.
Well, supposedly,
Kingdom
Hillary,
of Falafel. That's what it's becoming.
Yeah, exactly. Hillary said... that we should, I'm sorry, not we, Europe should tighten up its immigration now, that they've gone too far. And
what?
Then she, I know, and then she retracted it. When she started getting hit by all her lib friends, you know, and like, how dare you? How dare you? Then she's kind of walked it back, but she said it.
Yeah. You know, it kind of strikes me, just watching the news this morning and over the last... You know, we've been doing this for 5 years now, I think, or whatever.
That was
however long we've been here. It's like we're going into the dark ages. Do you notice? When you look at the television screen and you see major cities, the Champs-Élysées, right there's bonfires in the streets.
Yeah.
And you got to say, the protesters were well organized. They all had their – I wonder if there's a fine for not wearing your high-vis vest when you're protesting.
Well, over here it's black hoodies, so, you know.
What made them
all – You see Antifa with reflective tape on their black hoodies? That would be
Come
good.
And get your safety vest before you protest, please. We don't want to give you a ticket for not being visible.
Well, that's socialist. You know, they're also environmentally conscious as they – yeah.
Well, I think there's a difference in this protest because it's over monetary issues, the price of diesel, actually. Yeah. And it's a little bit different than the normal Antifa, you know, socialist.
So let me ask you, maybe that's the reason for the vest. Are these all transpo guys, truckers, train guys,
well,
whatever?
Very well may be.
I mean, it's just odd. You don't see protesters wearing high-vis yellow vests. I mean, these. I thought at first that was the security teams. Then I saw them whipping bikes and things into the fires. I'm like, that's not the security guys.
And the cost to farmers for the increase in diesel is significant.
Yeah.
It's all taxes. And where do you think those taxes have to be spent, as you were alluding to earlier? Why do they need more tax money?
Pay for everybody's welfare?
Exactly. Yeah. All these immigrants coming in? Yep. I should say illegal. I don't know if they're illegal over there. They let them all in.
They just let them in.
Yeah. They're not illegal immigrants. They're just invaders.
You poor dear. Let's get you on the dole. Yeah, right. You poor dearies, come on in. Keys to the kingdom for you. Yeah, you that what I've been watching, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what did you want to talk about first? You want to go into Judge Roberts and Donald Trump? Is that what you
That's an idea. Derek, would you play that track, please? Trump to Roberts.
I know that Chief Justice Roberts, John Roberts, has been speaking a little bit about it, and I think we've, and I have a lot of respect for him. I like him and I respect him. But I think we have to use some common sense. This Ninth Circuit, everybody knows it. It's totally out of control. And what they're doing, what they're saying, the opinions are very unfair to law enforcement. They're very unfair to our military. And they're very unfair, most importantly, to the people of our country, because I'm keeping them safe.
Now, that was in response to the contretemps. Like that word, contretemps. Between Obama and this, Alex, what was that judge's name?
Roberts? John Roberts?
No.
It was Judge John S. Tigar.
Yeah, John
Tigar.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, the guy that
An Obama
overruled.
Appointee.
Yes.
And then Trump pointing out this Obama appointee, you know, was trumping him. And then Roberts comes back, says, hey, we have an independent judiciary. So, you know, they have different ideological differences. Yeah, like whether to follow the Constitution or not.
Or not.
You know?
Yeah.
But
independent judiciary, yes. But they're leftist or rightist depending on the judge.
Exactly.
And there's no – you know, for Roberts, for allegedly being one of the smartest legal minds in the country to have made it on the Supreme Court, to deny that there are not Obama leftist judges and rightist Trump judges and then everyone else in between because Bush judges like – wasn't Roberts a Bush judge?
Yes, exactly.
Moderate to left.
Yeah.
Not a rightist by any – moderate to left.
Yeah.
And that court's been moderate to left forever until now.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking Souter here. But in Souter's
Roberts.
Roberts. Thanks, Alex. That's why we got Alex. Yeah. That's why Alex is here to keep me straight on names today. But now that Gary's here – that's your name, right, Gary?
Sometimes.
So, yeah.
Depends on whether I'm on social media. No, I always use my real name on social media.
I'm Frank in earnest. Yep. In Chicago, I'm Frank. And in New York, I'm earnest.
Can I be frank with you?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, back to Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts. So, he sees himself as the head of the federal judiciary, being the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. So, he feels it's his organization. He's got to come and defend them. And when he says that they are an independent, he's protecting their independence. It's one thing for them to protect their independence if he thinks that Trump is trying to push a judge into a certain decision. But to that does not ignore – I'm sorry. Well, that ignores the fact that, like we said, there are ideological differences. And Roberts wasn't attacking that, you know, or addressing that. But, you know, now the press, CNN in particular, is saying that Trump is attacking Justice Roberts. And here's the attack. We just heard – the verbally.
I don't think it was an attack.
Was that
an
attack?
He's standing up for himself.
Here's the attack. sorry, Chief Justice John Roberts, but you do indeed have Obama judges, and they have a very much different point of view than the people who are charged with the safety of our country. It would be great if the Ninth Circuit was indeed an independent judiciary, but if it is, why are so many opposing views on border and safety cases filed there, and why are a vast number of these cases overturned? Please study the numbers. They are shocking. We need protection, security. These rulings make our country unsafe, very dangerous and unwise. Is that an attack?
It's not an attack.
He's not attacking Roberts. He's just telling, it's a conversation.
Yeah, it's just a fact.
Yeah.
And it's a very simple fact. Do the numbers, just like you said, those the Ninth Court gets overruled 72% of the time?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's obvious. And for this guy.
And the Hawaii guy on, on the immigration thing. And,
I mean,
travel, yeah, man. Because, yeah, Hawaii was very deeply involved. Now I'll give the Ninth Circuit. If people don't know this, they go down the left coast and then they go across the border with Mexico. They have an L-shaped jurisdiction there. And so they do cover the border. So it would make sense that it would go to them.
Yeah. Well, here's what makes sense, right? You can see that this caravan of alleged single moms and their children coming are not that. They're 70% young military age men.
Only 70%?
I think it's like 72.
I thought it was
70
higher
something.
Than that. Okay.
It might be. I'm just off the top of my head. It's a majority, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've beaten cops. The people of Tijuana, they've been getting in fights with because Tijuana doesn't want them hanging out, waiting for 2 years to try
The
and
mayor
get out.
Of Tijuana said Trump is right.
Yeah, I'm seeing video on YouTube of Mexicans who live there saying Donald Trump is right. Take care of our country first. These people don't belong here. Well, if the people of Tijuana are smart enough to say these interlopers from wherever they came from don't belong here, they sure as heck don't belong in the United States of America.
Yes. I mean, and to be straight, what this one judge ruled was, and honestly, technically, he's probably correct. This judge ruled that they don't have to come to a particular point of entry to apply for asylum, that they can come over the border and apply for asylum anywhere, whereas Trump was saying that they had to go to a consulate or they had to go to a border crossing. And there's some dispute over whether that's true or not. So that's what this judge was ruling. It was probably technically a correct rule.
Okay.
But I'm not a judge.
Work,
I don't
it's
know.
It's going to work. The nice thing is it goes to SCOTUS, right?
Yes.
Get an emergency thing on SCOTUS. And
yeah.
And,
and by January, as we were saying,
could
perhaps.
Be another one.
Oh, yes.
I really am interested in it. I don't wish anything bad to happen to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but we all know sometime in 2019 she's going to leave.
I want nothing but the best for her, and that includes enjoying an early retirement. If you include retiring at like 93 early.
Right.
You know?
Right. Go spend time with your family, your grandkids,
Well,
whatever,
they won't talk to her. You ought to see Thanksgiving Day at the Ginsburg family. No, I'm kidding.
No, I don't even want to think about what that conversation's like.
Yeah. But you know, you talk about an independent judiciary. And by the way, folks, feel free to call in. It's 734-822-1600, which coincidentally is our frequency here, 1600. So the 822 might be difficult. I don't have a transliteration for that. It may be up with you. But feel free to call in, 734-822-1600. And so what's going on, if you say an independent judiciary, look at Ginsburg, who was attacking Trump during the primaries. And, you know, I mean, she's not above staying out of the fray. She's not staying out of the fray. She's right in there. And then she's the woman who won't even defend our Constitution, and she's supposed to be enforcing it.
And didn't Obama chastise, was it Alito? Didn't he chastise
somebody? Alito at the Supreme State of the Union, rather?
Yeah.
It was,
how dare you shake your head at me or whatever.
Yes, exactly.
Shut up.
Yep.
If you don't like it, leave. Mm-hmm. You know, the heat's in the kitchen. Trump can take the heat, so I'm not worried about him.
Yeah.
Judge Roberts can spout off all he wants. I know who's going to win that battle. It'll be Trump.
Well, we just don't want to push
Roberts to the left.
Yes, exactly. One of those 5-4 or even 4-3 decisions.
Yes, well, hopefully.
I can't count.
6-3.
6-3.
And we need one of those, yes.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens when that gets to the Supreme Court, because I'm sure that's where it's going, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, something I wanted to bring up since we're talking about the border. Did you see the story that came out yesterday? I think I put it up on The Drift.
That I saw.
About Kelly leaving and Nielsen leaving, possibly because allegedly.
Well, if Nielsen goes, Kelly goes. That's what I guess they're very tight.
Yeah.
I think I read that at the Drift.
Yeah, so that they might want to leave because they don't like having military guys at the border. What?
Well,
why would you?
Supposedly they're saying it's a constitutional issue.
Nonsense. I just don't understand how anybody can say it's a constitutional issue.
It's one thing. It's like this. Advise your boss. Tell your boss, we think it's a constitutional issue, and then do what your boss says. If it's killing babies, then, you know, resign. Tell your boss it's wrong and resign. If it's resisting invaders at the border and you think there's a constitutional issue, support your boss, do what he says, and then let it go to SCOTUS. Oh, yeah, SCOTUS. I love it. I love it. I love those words anymore.
If anybody can make the argument to me that protecting our border is not the military's job, excuse me, defending the country is the military's job, isn't it?
Posse comitatus.
They're not sleeping in anybody's homes, right?
Well, it's not just sleeping in homes. Posse comitatus says that the federal troops cannot be used to enforce state
domestic
police agencies. And it's interesting that they went to Little Rock. This is why, for the most part...
There you go.
Exactly. But this is why, but that was supposedly a federal issue, federal civil rights issue. That's why they went to Little Rock to enforce that, because they couldn't get the National Guard to go in and go in against the segregationist government in Alabama. Georgia, Alabama, where was that?
So you guys
Arkansas.
Arkansas, I should know that
one. You guys were both in the military, though.
No, Ed was.
You were.
No, I was in the Air Force.
What was the oath you took?
To defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic.
No, foreign and domestic.
And there was not a time limit on that either. Until I get out? No. I signed up for the duration.
So no one's going to ever break my argument, as far as I'm concerned, that the military should be... If Japan in World War II was on the beaches, where the hell would the military be?
Mm-hmm.
On the beach?
Well, they would not be... You know, it's a police, not a police action. The thing is that you have to define what's going on. That's why the whole conversation is ridiculous. You know, just do your job. It seems that, and this is kind of funny with Kirsten, is that Nielsen, Trump is unhappy with her because of poor protection of our borders from the people who are just coming across the border. But if you don't give somebody the funding that they need, if I was given a job to do and nobody would pay for me to do it, you know, not pay me, but wouldn't give me the funds and tools to do it, Congress
can't do it.
I can't do it. I'm sorry. And I would hope that Trump would realize that. I don't know. I've listened to the woman speak. I don't know that she is opposed.
Yeah. Well, you know, and who knows how much of that is fake news anyways, because there was a thing this morning on the news. Trump's mad at Mnuchin, right? Trump said, I'm not mad at Mnuchin. That's crap. Yeah, I may not be happy with the Fed, but I'm certainly not blaming Mnuchin for it.
I think Mnuchin is a problem with Mnuchin because he's too tied up now with government affairs, and he's not producing colossal blockbuster summer movies for us anymore, such as the Marvel Comics movies. Because, folks, I don't know if you know this or not, but this guy was responsible for getting us a lot of blockbuster movies.
He was. I always laugh when I see the name now.
You
when
see,
it rolls up.
I always read the credits, and when I see his name in the credits, I'm like, MAGA, make America great again, you know?
That's right. Let's take a quick call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
It's about time.
You guys are touching on some great topics, and I definitely agree, number one job of the military, defend the damn country, and defending the country includes our own borders.
Yeah, I'd say so. That kind of makes sense. Yeah.
Absolutely.
any arguments here? No.
None.
But the main reason I call that is I still think everybody is dreaming if they think Ginsburg, in any way, shape, or form, is going to give up her ideological battle in a liberal activist state to retire any time while Trump is president.
The woman's suffering from broken ribs and a recurrence of cancer. That'll take its toll on a 93-year-old person.
She had melanoma.
Drop dead.
Yeah. I think her health issues will be so bad that
she won't be able to stay awake during sessions, you know?
Yeah, she's not going to make all of 2019.
Wait, she can't
already. She should be removed for that, for sleeping during sessions. She is clearly unfit to serve. But I just think her ideological bent is such that she won't give it up. And, you know, I sure hope I'm wrong. I want her to retire. And, but I just fear that she will. She'll sit there till she dies in office, no matter what. Doesn't care what happens.
Yeah. Well, that may happen. You know, at some point she's going to have, when she hit hospice, it's probably time to go, right? You can't be on hospice and at the Supreme Court.
Hey, Joe, there's a thought I just had, and I'd like to get it across while you're on the air. It doesn't have anything particularly to do with your call. But one of the concerns about the judiciary was, you know, judges interfering in immigration law, you know, or presidents trying to this is what Tigar was saying, I think. That's his name, Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Tigar.
So what he was saying is, you know, presidents should not make law regarding immigration. And it's like, what about DACA? You guys had no problem whatsoever with DACA. And, you know,
it's the hypocrisy of the Democrats. Yeah. That's what they always do, right?
Yeah.
It's the usual double standard. And next time you guys are off, you should pull up the old Abolish the Ninth show, because that's a very relevant topic again.
Well, break it up. Or pack it. Start adding conservative judges to it. It doesn't have to be, I think, nine guys on the ninth or something like that. I mean, Trump could pack it and add conservative judges to it, or he could break it up. I mean, or actually, what one president defied? He deleted funding to a federal judge at one time. He actually says, "Okay, that's fine," but he cut his budget. He says, "You got no money. You can just say whatever you want." Or like, what was it they said about Hitler said about the Vatican? They have no legions, they have no regiments,
no army.
Yeah, like say what you want, but you got no power to enforce it.
Exactly right. And the Democrats like to just ignore the laws and the rulings that they don't like. Look at Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade was decided as a privacy issue, and we right-to-lifers ridiculously allow them to expand that ruling into some form of non-existent right to murder a baby.
Rick and I were talking, Pastor Rick and I were talking about that just about half an hour ago, and we're talking about how Ginsburg herself disagreed with the way the ruling was interpreted, but she wanted it stronger towards abortion, but she felt it was a poor ruling.
Absolutely right. I've got a link to her speech at the University of Chicago in an article I wrote about that called The Shaky Ground of Roe v. Wade, if anybody wants to look that up.
No, you have to post it on Facebook. I'm not looking anything up. I can't remember that far away.
Okay, I'll post it on
Facebook. Yeah, I'd like to read that too.
That's Joe Lenard. Joe,
L-E-N-A-R-D. Lenard.
Joe, the problem is that there's a growing trend of judicial activism, and you've got the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center. All they do is they judge shop, and then they find one judge that'll agree with them to try to throw a monkey wrench into the president protecting our borders. And that's a growing problem, and we've been letting it go on and on for too long, and the judiciary does not trump or, you know,
pardon the pun.
Pardon the pun. Trump the executive branch.
Yeah. But how do
you're
you stop
absolutely
it?
Absolutely right.
I mean, can the executive branch just say to the judge when they make these stupid rulings?
They can ignore them. That's what I'm saying.
We're just going to ignore you, and we're going to
let it go to the Supreme
way we
Court.
Want to. What are you going to do?
That's what I keep saying they should do. We are appealing this. Your decision is not the final decision, and until it goes to the SCOTUS, we are ignoring your opinion because you've been turned over 86% of the time.
Well, there's something about the Marbury ruling, which said that this was the first time, it was the early 1800s, that the president took the courts seriously, so to speak, gave them the power that they had to inhibit executive authority, but that the founders never intended it for them to have a veto power on the other branches.
Yeah, because that's what it's become.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It's just
the black robe tyrants.
It's disturbing at the very least, and it's just aggravating that this one joker in California can put the whole country at stake on this. You know,
it's like that guy in that Hawaiian judge. You know, like how what?
Yeah.
How can you tell the country what they're going to do or not?
All right. Anything else, Joe?
No. It's now time to take on Gary Peters.
Oh yeah. Well,
it
starts now.
A lot, Gary. Not Facebook site. Got that up and going. We got to take down Peters now.
All right. Well, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
See you, Joe. Love you, buddy.
Love you too. And we'll see you all on the other side of the break.
Yeah.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Fayrone X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. A new report from the Fed says we're already being impacted by climate change.
The report says every part of the country is going to feel the effects of global warming if greenhouse gas emissions remain the same. The predictions are dire. The report says global warming will cost billions of dollars. The report contradicts President Trump, who has raised skepticism about climate change and has rolled back former President Obama's environmental policy.
Fox's Jerry Thomas. The Wall Street Journal says that President Trump is not happy with Treasury Secretary Mnuchin.
Some say weighing more heavily on the market is actually the trade dispute between China and the United States, those tariffs. And according to the Wall Street Journal, Mnuchin has been on the side of trying to come up with a quick compromise, something that has drawn the ire of the president.
Fox's Brian Yenis. In a tweet Friday, the president said he was extremely happy and proud of the job being done by Mnuchin. This is Fox News.
Adrian Tecumseh Fence Company has been providing residential and commercial fencing services throughout Lenawee County and beyond for over 40 years. Honesty and integrity are hard to come by these days, so you want a company with a proven track record of providing the highest quality service and products. Make sure your fence is built right the first time by calling Adrian Tecumseh Fence Company. Boost the look of your home or business with fencing made from the finest materials, featuring designs in both traditional and unique styles. They also install fencing in all seasons, so don't let weather make you wait for a new fence. Whether you're looking for a stylish first-time fence or a high-security gated system, or seeking to upgrade an already existing fence, the experts at Adrian Tecumseh Fence Company offer competitive pricing and will even give online quotes. Your home and business are your biggest investments, so why not give them some added character while keeping them safe and secure with a fence from Adrian Tecumseh Fence Company. Visit AdrianFenceOnline.com. That's AdrianFenceOnline.com. Or call Scott at 517-423-4064.
When one of your major home appliances stops working, you want someone with experience to fix it. Bill and Joe Henderson at MasterTech have been taking care of people in Ann Arbor and the surrounding communities since 1978. At MasterTech Appliance, they service nearly every appliance make and model. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, ranges, air conditioners, and more. MasterTech handles both residential and commercial work and always solves the problem. Their technicians are friendly, knowledgeable, and on time. Call 734-662-0641. That's 734-662-0641 or toll free 800-663-0331. You can also visit MasterTechAppliance.com online. MasterTech, Federal Boulevard, one block off Stadium near the Ann Arbor Post Office. Service hours daily, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. MasterTech Appliance, technicians who care. Servicing appliances throughout Washtenaw, Livingston, and Western Wayne County.
Pictures Plus and the Westgate Shopping Center on West Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor will frame it upright. They offer huge discounts on all types of picture framing, dry mounting, and matting. And they do acid-free preservation framing and shadow boxing. Pictures Plus for any framing you need for the home or the office. Call them today, 734-741-1900. That's Pictures Plus and the Westgate Shopping Center on West Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor, 734-741-1900, or visit them online, picturesplusonline.com.
If you're looking for memory lane, follow Fast Eddie. He knows the way, because he lives there.
Memory lane.
Eddie's Caravan, cruising Stadium Boulevard, circa 1962. We'll even take a trip down
memory lane.
Hook up with Eddie's Caravan every Saturday on Wham from 6 to 8 p.m.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack.
And welcome to The Drift, a revival music going on. You just love that music. Huh?
This means war. That's the punchline.
Bible thumper, you causing trouble in here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyways, go ahead. Welcome back to the show. We're in here with Alex Wassel and Ed Bondarenka.
Hey.
And let's take care of a little business. Get this out of the way, shall we? Cheryl Stockwell Preparatory Academy. If you're not happy with the public school systems,
and who is?
you might want to try private school. It's tuition free. 20 plus years in the running, and they teach conservative values, and it's one of those good
reading,
schools.
Reading, writing, arithmetic. That shouldn't even be, civics.
Civics.
American history.
I'm amazed at what I'm not seeing being taught in schools right now, and I can't believe teachers would not want to talk about World War II, the reason for it, World War I, the reason for it, the Civil War. I think I've said this before. My kids didn't even know who Daniel Boone was. I had to teach them that. They didn't
was
teach
it
them
last
about
week
Daniel
we talked
Boone.
About Man in the High Castle?
Yeah.
Year null or year zero.
Yeah, they're trying to
the
zip
last
it all
episode
out.
They blew up the Statue of Liberty. And what's really something is in that episode, the final episode of the season, I hope I'm not giving away for anything, but after they blew up the Statue of Liberty, there are kids in the street, out of the schools, and they're burning, torching businesses. It's like in buildings. It's like Kristallnacht. Mm-hmm. And the Himmler character is the one character who's the Reichsmarshal of America. He says, well, let's stop that. And Himmler says, oh, no, let it go on. It reminds me of Kristallnacht.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all the rioting and looting, the disruption, the throwing away American history. And once again, for Amazon Prime to present this activity, which in this country is decidedly leftist, as Nazi activity, just totally freaks me out, blows me away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, look at Portland right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just that could have been a scene from this show, yeah, without the swastikas.
Yeah. Let's take a quick call from Jimmy in Manchester. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going? I'll give you a little quote from history, though, just to start this, is the court has made their decision. Now let's see them enforce it. Do you know who said that?
No, who?
Jefferson? Barack Obama.
No. Andrew Jackson.
Okay. What, do you know what decision that was? Was that the Marbury decision?
I think that's what it was, yes.
Okay, yeah. I was getting my timeline wrong on that. Okay, thanks. It's good. Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Good call, Jimmy. What else you got?
Anyway, the Acosta thing. I love the way Trump just masterfully handled this whole thing. That got taken to court. They didn't throw it out because his First Amendment were violated, rights were violated. They threw it out for his Fifth Amendment, which is due process. So what Trump did was he created a code of conduct for in the press room, which he never thought that he ever had to do before because he figured that everybody was an adult and they were all professional like they had been in the past.
They were until Acosta came on.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this one guy decided to be a jerk and ruined it for everybody. It's the same story.
Yeah, one apple, one bad apple, right?
Well, right, but the best part about it is Trump wins this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
He said as soon as the 14 days are up, he's pulling his credentials again. And right. And what he said, Trump, didn't he say, okay, then I'll just walk out and let everybody suffer. Nobody gets to ask questions. He pulls this again, I'll just walk away.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
exactly.
And I thought he was going to do that when Acosta. Did you see in the press?
Yeah, when he started to walk away.
He started to turn around.
No, I thought he was going to come and take the mic away himself. I went, whoa, Trump is not happy.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Yeah, what else you got, Jimmy?
No, that's it.
Yeah,
I just think that Trump has really. I don't think you had to worry about him in the courts. I think he's smarter than what you think. He's really sharp on a lot of things.
Yeah,
every time it looks like he's going to lose, he wins somehow.
Yeah, the only thing that bothers me is the timing. You know, this court thing can drag this out for weeks and months. I don't think we have weeks and months. Those caravans are going to be building up at the border like they are right now, and you're going to have thousands of people on the other side of that fence. And what what action do we take? Do we break out the tear gas, the active denial system, water cannons? What are you going to bring to keep these people from trying to tear down the fencing that we've already put up?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I want to see them do the razor wire. Razor wire is a real trick. You don't just throw a blanket over razor wire, you know.
Well, and the way they've done it, you know, up the side of the wall, it's pretty amazing what they've done. So we'll see.
It's like those.
All right. Well, thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate the call.
Yep. Have a good day.
You too.
What do we got?
I don't know. I think I just hit a button, Derek, that was wrong.
Who'd we hang up on, Derek?
I didn't hang up on anybody, I don't think. Derek, when he lets us know who it is, we'll figure it out. If I hung up on you, call me back.
We don't take anonymous calls. But I don't get as many, vote for me calls lately,
All right. So you wanted to talk about the USMCA, which is the replacement for NAFTA.
Well, it's not the YMCA. It's the USMCA. Yes.
USMCA.
The village people. Yeah.
I could do the village people.
There's an article that Theron linked called What's Wrong with USMCA, and it's a Trojan horse. And a friend of mine, I can't use his name. This guy's real off-the-grid kind of guy, my Switzerland friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen him on Facebook, by the way.
I don't know. I'm not sure who you're referring to.
You're a friend of his on Facebook. I don't even know what he wants me to say anymore. Okay. He's got like 50 different identities depending on the social media, But you know who you are. So he sent me a link to another article, and in that article it was pointing out that Justin Trudeau had introduced language into this agreement saying that we had to recognize transgender terminology and rights. So basically, if this becomes a treaty that Trump signs, that the Senate passes, which hopefully, dear God, they don't. If what Theron was pointing out in his article in, I got it linked somewhere.
Anyways, the big picture is they're putting things in this, and what'd you say, 1,500 pages?
Yeah.
And so there are some things hidden in there, and I think we all assume that there would be. But let me ask you this, though. It can't trump our Constitution.
Well, that's the saving grace. A guy had commented on a blog that my friend had posted on. He said the saving phrase is, quote, under the authority of the United States, unquote. That authority is constitutionally bounded and limits what treaties can agree to quite as much as what laws can compel or forbid. Of course, these days the Constitution is merely of historical interest.
Right, exactly. Well, that's interesting.
The Senate needs a two-thirds majority to ratify this agreement, and I think there's going to be time to go over certain onerous aspects that we could find and see if we could remove them.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see it go into the Senate anyways, because you don't have two-thirds Republican, and even if you did, I don't think they were all on board with this anyways.
Right. Hopefully not. Hopefully we get the conservatives there to stop that. But Theron was referencing the New American and an article by Christian Gomez, if you're interested in reading it.
But it's a
very global – it turns out that, it's become a globalist issue, and we substituted for one thing. It looks like we substituted something much worse.
Great.
The question is, did Stalin know? If only Stalin knew. Well, if only Trump knew.
Yeah.
Does Trump know or not know? That's the thing.
Yeah. All right, let's take a call from Walter in Ypsilanti. He wanted to weigh in on the Trump versus Roberts. Go ahead, Walter.
Hey, man, have you noticed? Have you guys noticed? I know you have. Have just the very thought that Donald Trump's president he has uprooted every phony hypocrite Republican, uprooted every liar, backstabber, all that and above, and let's just talk about the two Johns that backstabbed the country.
Mr. John Roberts.
And John McCain. Who can forget John McCain?
Yeah.
What Obama never did care health care.
Yeah.
Because of those
they both gave it to us.
Still here.
Yep. Obama, or rather Roberts, gave it to us, and McCain kept it to us, right?
Yes, and one was a Bush appointee. John McCain, I don't know who appointed him, Lucifer, I guess. That's right. I've told Pastor Rick I won't be doing too much name calling.
Don't speak ill of the dead.
I can't restrain myself sometimes. But look, it's amazing how These people injecting their opinions and ideas, including the one that goes to sleep all the time that y'all mentioned earlier, Ruth. Lynchburg is her name. Kent.
No, it's Ruth Buzzy. It's Ruth Buzzy.
I didn't call her that, but anyway, yeah, how they all injecting their poison. They never, Bush especially, he never criticized Obama those whole 8 years when he's too busy tearing down the country. All of a sudden, John Roberts rises up out of his grave to talk nonsense and go against Trump. Man, these people are ultimate Judases.
Yeah, well, they're the elitists, right? Mm-hmm. The globalists, the elitists, they're there. And people just need to realize
swamp.
That it's the swamp. And he's not done cleaning out. He's not even close to really breaching the swamp to get that stuff out of there. What you've seen Trump do in the last 2 years, he's done all on his own with very little help from Republicans. And I don't know how many of those never-Trumpers have actually come around. Probably a few, I would hope. Well, facts should be making them come
congressional,
around.
Congressional candidates that did not support Trump did not get Republican congressional candidates did not support Trump, did not get elected.
Yep. Well, and you know, and I wanted to say, you know, someone the other day said because of Trump, we lost the House. I'm like, what, are you out of your mind? It's not because of Trump. It's because of the Republicans who they either retired or they didn't. They didn't embrace Trump and they lost because you know what? You made the same promises that Trump made. He's done what he's done. Everything he can possibly do to live up to those promises. Most of our Congress did not.
Yeah.
Whether Republican or Democrat, the congressional guys did not deliver to us like they were supposed to.
You know, Walter, there was an article I read that said that this guy wrote an article and he said that John McCain cost us the House. And the reason was because exactly what you said, he did not vote against Obamacare. So the Republicans did not get rid of Obamacare. So they did not fulfill Trump's promise, so therefore they did not get reelected because of low Republican voter turnout. It's kind of convoluted
that's what I believe. I believe that's true.
To add to that, I believe, you remember that I had those lying hypocrites, including silly Hillary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mentioned about, you know, the Democrats always say how they're going to help the middle class, okay? And the reason being that happened, Ed, I believe one of the reasons is because it confiscated the wealth of the middle class. Obama never did care, health care.
Mm-hmm.
Transfer it, and that was all in his intentions in the Democrats to have transferred wealth, fundamentally transforming America by stealing the middle class money.
They want everyone to be poor.
Health care premiums that you cannot afford.
I'm going to use some racial terminology here, so be careful. He wants everybody back on the plantation.
Oh, yeah. Man, that don't offend me at all, because it's like that's what the Democrat Party is, the slave masters, the Kunta Kinte's, the Kizzy's, the Chicken Georges.
Yeah.
That's right, that's who they are.
You're dating yourself, too, by the way. So are we, because we know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we're laughing. All right, Walter, anything else?
That's it, man.
All right, brother. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Walter.
All right. Let's take a call from Elaine in Ypsilanti. Elaine, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great commentary going on. Back to Macassar. I'm watching NBC, and they show that when the president was dealing with Macassar, Peter Alexander from NBC, he stands up, and he starts saying, Mr. President, I've traveled with Macassar, and the president said, I don't like you, too, or something like that. But I may be mispronouncing that. Is it a meme? Are they called memes? I have heard that on another radio station, he loves to tell it. There was a meme, and it was the press room, and it was completely empty. Up in the front, where Macassar would be seating, was a high chair.
That's Jim Acosta, right?
Yeah, Jim Acosta.
Talking about Jim Acosta,
Right where Acosta would be sitting, there was a high chair.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Cute.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one. What else you got, Elaine?
We just have to keep fighting and just going on the best we can.
Yeah, well, just keep listening and keep talking because you're doing a great job out there, Elaine. We appreciate your calls.
Okay, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. All right, well, so it's happening, right? We're working. That's all we can do on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
After an election like this, I kind of go through a little bit of let down, but it's not time to let down, as Joe said, because now we've got Gary Peters to go after, who is beatable.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have all the coffers. He's still got a lot of money, But hopefully someone's going to step up and go after Peters on the Republican. If we can get a Michigan Republican Party that actually does anything.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know what I mean? I try and follow on Facebook what's going on with the Michigan GOP, and it's just a disaster.
Yeah.
For crying out loud, pull your heads out of your tuckuses, folks, and get your act together here in the Michigan Republican Party. It's just very disappointing.
I wonder if Patrick will run. Pat Kolbeck.
Kolbeck?
Yeah, I wonder if he'd be willing.
I'd like him to run the Michigan GOP is what I'd like to see.
Well, yeah,
do.
Yeah. I'd like him to have his revenge on Arlen Meekhoff. You know?
Take those morons who run it now, get them out, all of them. Put the boot in their butts and get them out of there because the Michigan GOP is worthless. I don't know who those leaders are that Tyrone calls them all the time. But they don't know how to run a campaign and they don't know how to pick candidates.
Yep.
It just drives me crazy. All right, so what do you want to do next?
Well, I thought we had a call there, but no, let's talk about the Georgia election.
Oh, sour grapes election? Who knew? Who knew that was a farm crop in Georgia, sour grapes?
Yeah. Hey, Derek, would you play that Stacey Abrams quote, please?
Citizens tried to exercise their constitutional rights and were still denied the ability to elect their leaders. Under the watch of the now former Secretary of State, democracy failed Georgia. Georgians of every political party, every race, every region, again. You see, the incompetence and mismanagement we witnessed in this election had been on display months before.
Yeah, she sounds like Hillary, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Why I lost.
You know, there was a guy who was filling in for Gruber. Was it this week or last week?
Oh, Scott Bertram.
Probably Scott Bertram, right?
I like that
guy. Might have been the other guy, too, though. Anyways, I'm sure you heard this if you were listening because you listen about the same time I do. I'm sad that I can only get 40 minutes in on most weekdays. But the day before the election, she was on being interviewed.
Yes.
And she was completely happy with how everything's going in Georgia. Everything's good. We're driving people to the polls. This is going to be a good win for us. Everything's great. And the guy asked her, are you worried about some of the issues that these voting problems
that have
come?
Oh, no, it's fine. This is great. We've got a great turnout.
Yeah, it's coming out. Well, number one, you're a socialist.
Yeah.
We don't elect, well, we do, but we shouldn't be electing socialists in this country, right?
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders in there now, this complete idiot,
Ocasio-Cortez. No, Occasional Cortex.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect, because I think she's missing half a brain, that woman.
Now, wait a minute. My wife is technically missing half a brain, and she does exceptionally well, and she is not a socialist, but she's had half her brain removed surgically. Yeah. Be careful what you say there, Gary. We can't be brainists here.
Okay. Occasional, what did you call her?
Occasional cortex.
Yes, that's a great one. We're going to have to hashtag that.
Friend of mine came up with that, so I can't.
That's a beauty. Yeah. That's a beauty. Yeah, she was perfectly on the up and up because she thought she had it in the bag and had no complaints and spoke the Scott Bertram or whoever played it. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, we should get that for the weekend. It's too bad we can't find it.
You know what? I had that and I forgot to
stick it in.
Stick it in.
Winner.
Yeah, I actually had a couple days ago, but you gave it succinctly. I'd like to give some stats here while we got a couple minutes left here.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So these are the election results that she said voters weren't counted, people were denied their votes. Okay, so Brian Kemp took 50.2% of the vote with, and I'm not going to give you all numbers, 1,978,000. Stacey Abrams, 1,923,000, 48.8%. But Ted Metz, the Libertarian, took 0.1% of the vote, 37,000 votes. Okay? So between Kemp and Abrams, Kemp won by 50,000 votes. That's not a miscount. There's no way that falls anywhere near the range of a miscount. But then when you add Ted Metz's 40,000 votes, now you've got she lost by 90,000 votes.
Yeah.
He may have won by 50,000, but she lost by 90,000. And this is what really blew me away is that black males actually outvoted Republican Kemp than black women did. The number is 11% of black male voters, voted Republican.
Is that high compared to normal?
The number's high. The number's rising, and it's because they are conservative and they understand the values that are trying to be denied them by the socialists, like this obvious socialist here, Abrams, right?
Right.
So they realize what's going on. So what happened to the other 89%, they're still stuck on the plantation. They're still, you know, family voting? What's going on, you know?
Well, I think they're finally wising up, though, because you know
people
what?
People are wising
the
up.
The community that gets probably hurt the most by this unlimited immigration that the Democrats keep pushing, bringing them in, they're taking the jobs in the inner city. Mm-hmm. I mean, you used to be able to be in high school or junior high. You could get a job washing dishes, bussing tables, working at McDonald's. Those jobs have all now been taken over by immigrants, legal or illegal. Mm-hmm. Right, you're not getting those jobs. So our kids, whether you're in the inner city or out in the suburbs, those jobs are gone. You can't get jobs working cutting grass anymore. You smell the cut grass. Jobs, you're not doing that anymore.
Exactly. The only jobs left for say homeless people are to actually vote illegally and take $6 a vote to vote in California.
Like that, that was a great article too.
Yeah,
It sounds like the one lady they've got, and there's some more too. They're going to actually press charges on her.
Yeah, and it's wonderful because that's in a Democratic-controlled state. These cops did an investigation, and they said they actually set up a card table. They set up card tables and says to the homeless, "We'll give you $6." You know, it used to be we'll give you a pack of cigarettes, but $6 won't buy a pack of cigarettes anymore. You know, so they give you $6. Sign here. Here's your voter registration. Sign here. Here's where you're voting. I mean, oh yeah, and they'll tell you that voter fraud doesn't occur in America. Go to the Heritage Foundation, folks. Go to the Heritage Foundation and look up voter fraud. There's a map there. It's a wonderful interactive map, and you can go through there and pick on your state and watch the voter fraud that happened in your state that went to court.
Yeah, there was a tweet this morning that had a link to an article, and the article said, you know, why did the Democrats turn 23 seats on election night? 2 weeks later, he turned 40.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
When you look at McSally, and I'm saying McSally walked away. I don't think she was the best candidate, so it's not surprising that she lost. Again, a lot of mistakes by the Republican Party not advertising properly and marketing.
She conceded.
But
she didn't unconcede and then concede again either,
exactly,
like Gillum did.
But there was 325,000 votes for the Republican governor there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she lost by 30,000, 40,000? Are you telling me that many Republicans said, I'm voting Republican for the – or independents voted for the Republican governor, but I'm going to go with this lady on the Democrat for Senate?
Same thing was happening in Broward County.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
And out in Orange County, California.
Yeah.
I mean, all the counties or all the districts inside the county of Orange County on 2016, except for two, were red. Well, and all of a sudden, all 14 are blue?
Yeah, I will say that Kirsten, what's her name?
Sinema.
Yeah, she did take Wayne County, though.
I'm sure she did, too.
Yeah.
Like I said, that one friend of mine from Arizona said they didn't see any of those commercials about Kirsten Sinema bashing Arizonans until last week.
The meth lab of the states.
Hello, Republicans out there. Why were you waiting? Were you sandbagging on purpose? You didn't really want McSally to win?
They count the votes until the Dems win. We'll keep counting until we win.
Exactly. That needs to be fixed before 2020. Somebody needs to get on the ball with that. Okay, folks, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com and make sure you're going to The Current. Go to currentonline.com, read the paper, and get those ads out of there. Till then, see you next week.
See ya.
Keep fighting back.
Yep.